It's time.
Are you doing a bit?
No.
They just killed the Eagles.
For the emergency break of the week.
What do you want to do? You want me to get my freaking knee pads on? All right.
Whoa. Jeez.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
Did you like the win?
Dude, do you need our tampon
here? Positive?
We get you on.
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
This makes for a good team and a good show. I'm just competitive. I want to win.
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
All right, the emergency break of the week. It's brought to us by Classic BMW. We'll give you three candidates. You get the vote on them at 888-787-1310. Candidate number one comes to us from the Norm and Donnie Show. This was actually in Crosstalk. We were talking to Norm and Donnie, and Donnie asked a pretty funny question about, can you get pulled over for speeding when you're flying? And, you know, we're just all sitting around yucking it up.
Not flying in a car, flying in the air, in a plane.
Yeah, in an airplane, not an automobile. And Norm, now granted, I can make a pretty dumb drug statement for you. I don't know too much about drug culture, but this one has to be the worst drug question ever.
Is there a speed limit in the sky?
Hell
do we
yeah.
have?
That was weird.
I don't think so. Do we have signs up in?
No.
Yeah, I got pulled over on a trip to Boston once.
And Downey Police had it.
Does that
kind of send a ticket over or something? I don't know.
Donnie, does that not sound like the kind of question you'd ask as you were starting your second gigantic weed?
Weird.
Start speed limit in the sky.
You were starting this.
Okay. I'm a drug idiot, but even I wouldn't say that one.
I'm offended.
Starting your second gigantic weed.
Well,
I was dumb, but do you have a weed? Do you have a weed I can borrow?
I'm not a cop.
Oh, man.
My second
That's
gigantic
the best, Norm.
Weed.
That is one of the craziest ones I've ever heard. I mean, yeah. That's worse than anyone that I've thrown out there, isn't it?
And Norm lived in... Well, no, there's one that you threw out one time that we can't talk about that was the worst.
I don't know if it was bad as second week.
Damn it, fill in the blank.
You've been taken...
This was surprising, though, because Norm lived in California in the 60s and 70s.
Mm-hmm.
He should be very familiar with all of that drug terminology.
On a second weed. All right, one more.
Is there a speed limit in the sky?
Hell
do we
yeah.
have?
That was weird.
I don't think so.
Do we have signs up in?
No.
Yeah, I got pulled over
feet.
On a trip to Boston once.
And Downey Police had
it. Booking it.
Does that
kind of... What? Send a ticket over or something? I don't know.
Donnie, does that not sound like the kind of question you'd ask as you were starting your second gigantic weed?
Weed?
Start speed limit in the sky.
You were starting this.
Okay, I'm a drug idiot, but even I wouldn't say that one.
I'm offended.
Starting your second gigantic weed.
Well,
I was dumb, but do you have a weed? Do you have a weed I can borrow?
I'm not a cop.
Oh, man.
My second That's gigantic
That's the best, Norm.
Weed.
Even Norm started laughing at it after a few seconds. So there is Norm, the all-time e-brake champion, as candidate number one. Candidate number two, back once again. Guy's been playing really well the last couple of years, or playing poorly, depending on how you look at it. Mike Reiner. I kind of defend him on this one because I thought the same thing when I heard about the name of the Sopranos sequel that's being talked about.
They're calling this. It's already the screenplay, they say, has a working title. It's called The Many Saints of Newark.
Says, that just gave me chills.
It says the working title for a featured prequel of The Sopranos that is set in the era of the Newark riots in the 60s.
And this is M-I-N-I, right?
Many? M-A-N-Y.
Or is it many as in a lot?
What? Oh, yeah. Many, not many. It's not about little people.
Well, okay. This like is Mini Kiss?
Midgets. I don't know. I thought I saw something about this today that was M-I-N-I, but maybe not.
Why would it be M-I-N-I?
I don't know.
There he is.
What was that?
M- mini.
God, that's great. What a great concept. Mini Sopranos with a cast full of midgets.
Oh.
Oh. Little people.
And when I heard about this yesterday, I thought the same thing as Ryan's. What do you mean by mini? And I guess I was thinking like mini series. Maybe. I don't know. But I thought the same thing for a second. So I kind of defend Ryan's on that one. But yeah, it's really funny to think about that. About that scenario of Little Sopranos. All right, one more.
They're calling this already, the screenplay they say has a working title. It's called The Many Saints of Newark.
That just gave me chills.
It says the working title for a featured prequel of The Sopranos that is set in the era of the Newark riots in the 60s.
And this is M-I-N-I, right? Mini?
M-A-N-Y.
Or is it mini as in a lot?
What? Oh, yeah. Mini, not mini. It's not a about little people.
Okay. Like this is mini kiss?
Midgets. I don't know. I thought I saw something about this today, and it was M-I-N-I, but maybe not.
Why would it be M-I-N-I?
I don't know.
There he is.
What was that?
Mini.
All right, there's Ryan's asking, I think, a pretty legitimate question there as candidate number two. Candidate number three, also from Team Hardline, Danny Bayless, while trying to recall the name of the movies, and I don't know how many of them there were, the cheerleading movies called Bring It On, he had the title a little mixed up.
This seems like it started in the mid to late 90s,
yeah,
is my guess. And it was all that Get It On, all those cheerleader movies that had, was that what they were called?
Get It On?
Yeah, I think so.
That was a cheerleader movie?
Yeah, but they had like 15 of them. Like there was Get It On 2, Get It On 3.
Wow.
They tried to, you know, they did
Bring It On.
Bring It On. Get it on. Or whatever.
Just sounded so.
You like a cheerleader movie called Get It On?
So I gotta go get it right now.
That's what it was.
So hardcore adult. Remember those cheerleader movies, Get It On? Where they're always getting it on and stuff.
But anyway, to my point, that's a franchise, and there's literally, what, right, a dozen of those movies?
That'd be a great slowdown candidate, Jer. Maybe we'll do that next week. Listen to that one, Slowed Down.
I think the Rhines one's a good one for Slowed Down.
That one, too, yeah.
Jer, send me the Rhines Slowed Down one. All right, I'll slow it down if you just send me the Rhines.
With each incorrect movie title, Danny was just taking a shovel and digging more dirt out of the hole than he was in.
Get It On 1, Get It On 2.
And they had like 17 of them, and their names were Get It On 1, Get It On 2, Get It On 3.
Bring It On.
Get It On 4.
All right, so those are your three candidates, Norm, Rhines, or Danny. 888-787-1310. Let's do this right. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Give me Norm's Big Weed.
Okay, thanks. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio.
Yeah, I apologize for being so blunt, but I'd like to vote for Norm's Waking Weed and Hooter Brown.
All right. Hello, you're on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
Yeah, I'd like to vote for Norm and Jubb's Wolf Brand Chili Panties.
Don't have those, sir. Thank you, though. Hi, you're on The Ticket.
Users, Gordon, Stan Andersky, Ruben's boss. Give me Norm. Mazel, mazel.
Boy, Norm off to a great start here. Hello, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins?
Oh, hi, users.
Hey, it's Triple Fake Tiger.
Hey, you know the difference between Norm and me?
Hmm.
The older and more injured he gets, the more championships he wins.
Well, who knows? Maybe you're about to win one.
Oh, I'm headed that way, my friend. So I'll be calling you Monday. And
losing the voice. Losing the voice.
Do you have any comedy? You got any comedy?
Okay, yeah, Gordon's not doing the character, so you got to rip into
him. Doing the character.
Ladies and gentlemen, that gives us a winner right off the bat.
Was that unanimous?
In a row, yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 votes in a row for Norm.
Is there a speed limit in the sky?
Hell
do we
yeah.
have?
That was weird.
I don't think so.
Do we have signs up in?
No.
Yeah, I got pulled over on a trip to Boston once.
And down at police station,
booking it.
Does that
kind of send a ticket over or something? I don't know.
Donnie, does that not sound like the kind of question you'd ask as you were starting your second gigantic weed?
Weird.
Start a speed limit in the sky.
You were starting yours. Okay, I'm a drug idiot, but even I wouldn't say that one.
I'm offended.
Starting your second gigantic weed.
Well,
I was dumb, but do you have a weed? Do you have a weed I can borrow?
I'm not a cop.
Oh, man.
My second That's gigantic
That's the best, Norm.
Weed.
How many is that for Norman?
What is wrong with him? 94th win for Norman Mary Jane Hitzkus.
Okay. Way to go, Norm. Way to go.